Good. I hope my microphone picked up that really deep nasal breath that I just did. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed. And over there, the handsomest man in his room is Jeff. Hey,
that
buddy.
Is an undisputable fact right now.
How many other people in your room?
None. There
you know
are
how,
none.
Do you know what would happen if there were 100 people in there? You'd still be the handsomest man there. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I appreciate that. You really do. I'm telling you. You really make my self-esteem soar.
That's what, you know, honestly, if I can't do it for myself, I better do it for somebody else.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that I'm that somebody else.
How are you? I'm just crushing it over here.
Oh, that's nice.
Got myself a little iOS 12 action that I've been rocking with since the beta came out, but finally have the Shortcuts app.
I am.
Didn't get to play with it yet.
I was just going to ask.
But you. I have it.
So I'm in the process of doing my update on my phone, doing the 12 update so that I can then do the watch update. Haven't done that yet.
Uh-huh.
But I was going to ask you if you got to use the Shortcuts app. How do you plan to do it? Are you going to just migrate over everything, or are you going to wait and as a shortcut is needed, created at that time?
No, I already migrated everything over because I am not spending the time that I set up, all the effort that I put into set up the thing that, it changes the file format for the podcast and then sets up, the episode and thus saving me like 20 minutes worth of work. I'm not redoing that.
Okay. Fair.
So
good idea.
I will delete the other ones, that I don't need. Like the one that just starts playing Final Countdown, you know, just in case if you need to start playing Final Countdown. I don't think I need that anymore.
No, but, you know, you never know.
No, but I can just have Siri play it real fast.
That's also
so
true.
It's okay.
You know what I wanted to look at? Because the HomePod is supposed to be updated today.
Mm-hmm.
There's no app in your phone that manages your HomePod. It doesn't connect like that. You know, like the watch has the watch app,
right?
But there is no
there's
no app for the HomePod. So I want to look and see how I am supposed to find out if it successfully updated today, or if
that's a fantastic question,
right? Right? I have good questions sometimes. I have some good questions. This was one of them. I wonder if I can just ask it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Let us find out, because I'm looking at the Apple's. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take 35 seconds. I'm going to read this real fast, and then I'll give you an answer of how you're going to find that out.
Oh, that's a beautiful idea from a beautiful man.
Aw, you. So the way you check for an update on your HomePod is to go to the Home app on iOS and then tap the little home icon in the upper left corner, and there'll be a button there to do a software
Look
update.
At you. You really are.
You'd think I'd have figured that out beforehand with how confidently I just said that. But no, I just Google faster and read faster than the average human. Are you in the Home app?
Yes.
Okay. There should be a little green icon with a home icon, like glyph, in the upper left corner. Click on that bad boy.
Yep. Already there.
Then you're going to see a thing that says software update with a one.
No, because I had the automatic update set up and it...
And did already did it?
No, it didn't. Of course not. Why would it? Even though I had it set up.
No.
So there it goes.
That's like having your your apps set to auto update. I've had that on since it came out in like iOS 7.
And I still
am. And never worked.
And you know that something new is coming out when you have 139 updates to download.
Yeah.
But yes, so.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a busy day.
So it's, now I'm updating that as well. Big one. Big day.
Yeah. I haven't updated the Apple TV yet. I did update my watch, and I've been running iOS 12 on everything for months. And the other day, I went ahead and threw my work Mac on the Mojave beta, so that I'd be ready for that.
When is that supposed to come out?
Next Monday, the 24th.
Okay.
It's very exciting, because dark mode is the best thing that's ever happened.
It's amazing how much people like dark mode, and what dark mode, like, really... is. It's.
Yeah, it's not much.
And people are like, oh, it's got dark mode. It's not. Like you just did. Like I do. I'm like, oh, Carrot's got dark mode?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. No, the big draw for me is that Finder's in dark mode now. So as I'm sitting here doing dumb crap at like 2 o'clock in the morning, my eyes aren't burned out when I have to open up a file for my download.
Yes.
Folder.
Okay.
That's literally my number one jarring thing. Yeah. Yeah. The screams are a bit much at 2 o'clock in the morning. It wakes the dog up. People think someone's getting murdered. I mean, maybe somebody is, but it's not here. It's not me.
Yeah. You don't want people to think that though.
Maybe. If it keeps them away from my house, I'm fine with it.
Too.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting all my updates going, and I'm very excited about that, but I'm having a real dilemma. I can't figure out a way to get the new iPhone.
Oh, it's real easy. You go on the Apple Store app and you click a button that says buy now. And then you'll wait 3.5 months, because I think that's how far back they are. I'm just kidding. I don't know how far back it is yet. But yeah, it'll be a while.
I'm not eligible for it yet.
You're always eligible in my heart, Jeff.
You really are a prince.
I really am.
You really. So.
Let's see.
My friend was unhappy, as you were, that there's no iPad update. That there's no...
Oh, yeah, that is that's some horseshit.
He was really like, are you kidding me? There's no new iPad stuff coming out? And I'm like, not yet. But if I remember correctly, wasn't the last iPad update in like a March? It was off
yeah,
cycle.
It was something weird. It was a very weird cycle, because they had
all the new hardware.
They had not the
iPhone, not the watch, but didn't they roll out like the new Pro, you know, updates to that, updates to the iPad? Wasn't that all like 6 months later?
Yeah, it was something. It was really weird, because as I recall, and I could be, it was like 16 months after the release of the Pro, the first generation, was when they released the new one. But it was also weird in that it went from the 9, it was in June of 2017. Where they jumped from the 9.7 to the 10.5. And that was also a weird stagger release anyway, because you had the iPad Pro 12-inch come out. Then, I think it was like 3 months later, the 9.7-inch came out with the True Tone display. Because the original 12 didn't have True Tone. Then you had the 9.7. That's when I got it, because I wanted that True Tone display, even though I kind of was like... kind of like half-lusting over the 12-inch. But I was like, nah, I want True Tone. And then I went and got the 12-inch... anyway, and then they like immediately a month later came out. No, it was like 2 months later, because I had bought it and I couldn't return it. I had to sell the 12-inch to get the new 12-inch.
That really is a...
Yeah.
That's the one thing, man, is they release stuff so often that you're constantly in buyer's remorse with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's really a case of, am I going to buy this now because I need it? Like, at that point, I needed the 12.9-inch because I was using that as a primary computer for my job. I needed the bigger screen. I needed to be able to see two full-size apps at once and not just, like,
yeah, but that's,
two
that's,
half-assed apps. That's and then nice. They came
that's
out.
A, that is a necessity. That's a good reason.
Right. And then they came out with the one with the True Tone display. And basically, the major difference was the True Tone display. I mean, like, the new chip was a little bit faster, but the True Tone was what I was like, yeah, I need that. Because my eyes hurt just a little bit.
Well, I was...
Just a scooch. My friend about, that's worth it.
He was asking me about the 10S. So, he has a 6S. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... He's like, I don't really think I need to upgrade. And it was like hurting my brain. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what do you mean? That thing is so old.
Now,
so like I said, I'm like, you know what? I know he carries a work phone. And I'm like, honestly, this is reason enough to work. And maybe not now because it's not available yet. But in a few months, when the dual SIM technology is working, it's reason enough to get that so that you don't need to carry a work phone. His answer was, I don't really mind carrying a work phone, and I just wanted to break down. I'm like, I threw everything I had at him to convince him that the 10S is the way to go, and he really just didn't care. And I'm like, and he likes the other gadgets, just doesn't care much about the phone. And I'm like, wow.
I don't get it. I don't understand that. I mean, like, yes, I love my iPad, and I use my iPad all the time, and I love my computer. It's great. But if I couldn't have the latest phone, like, I use my phone so much more than I use anything else.
Yeah, that's like the one. Life. If I got rid of everything else, the phone would be the one thing that I'm holding on to.
Yeah. Yeah, I have you had your friend go into some form of deep counseling? Did you ask them, like, you know, who hurt you?
No, what's
going on?
I feel like I'm having trouble understanding why he doesn't want it, but he's not saying it's a bad thing. He's just saying, he's like, yeah, I don't know if I need it. I'm like, okay. And that's the part that I'm like, oh my God, how does
he not need it? Let me ask you this.
I think it's more me, like, I need it. Yes.
Yeah. Does he listen to this podcast? All right. Well, then I want him to hear right now that he is welcome to come on anytime he wants to defend his abhorrent views about that phone.
He's not going to. He's
abhorrent, going to I say.
Because he doesn't. It's not that he's against it. It's that he doesn't care. And I'm like, wow, how do you not?
Right. But you see, if I issue the challenge and then he doesn't show up, then I win. You're making it so that I can't win, so I'm going to need you to shut your dumb mouth. Yeah. So let's go back to, like, let's rewind a second. I challenge you to come back on and to this show and defend your abhorrent views.
We'll see.
Boom. Done. See, there we go.
We will see.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes for you, pal.
He was all over the HomePod. He was all over the HomePod.
Never mind, your views are fine. Honestly, also, I also just realized, like, in the back of my head, I don't want to be the guy who, a white guy who says, come debate me. There's too many of them. I don't want that. So, don't come on here.
Challenge
revoked.
So, yeah, it was at his house that I heard the HomePod, and I was like, wow. I'm like, this thing sounds awesome. So, And he's an Apple TV guy.
I still got to hear that in like a non.
He smashed his eye. He ended up breaking his iPad by accident, so he replaced it. Like he's about it. That's where it lies. He's about it, and the main one. He's like, I know. I don't know if I care. I'm like, oh man, very.
So weird.
Very out of sync with the rest of his beliefs.
So weird.
So anyway, Enough about this dickhead.
Yeah.
What else is up?
You know, we were going to talk about something last week, and then we got sidetracked by delicious apple goodness. And so we didn't get to talk.
You're right.
We didn't get to talk about Spider-Man. On the Sony PlayStation 4 home video console. A fantastic piece of machinery that does not pay us to advertise for them, but they should.
Like the PlayStation better than the Xbox.
I mean, I've only played one game on the PlayStation 4, and so far, I like it better.
I think something about it, I just like it better. Definitely the controller is definitely better.
That is true. But let's get into the meat. Did you pick up your copy of Spider-Man?
I have not had the chance. hell, I haven't even had the chance to play my... I swear to God,
it's...
I know.
It's like you have three children.
And that's it. I have nothing else. Nothing else going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. To be fair, that's enough. The three children. But, I mean, come on, Jeff. This is very important. I'm like 94% of the way through the game. I plan on playing it again on the harder mode because it's that good.
The problem is this.
But you got to get on this, buddy.
My son wants the game. So if I get the game, it's as if he's getting the game, and he does not deserve it right now. So I am, I'm waiting until he earns the right to get that game or until he goes out and buys it with his own money. So that's what I'm waiting for. That's why I don't have it yet.
Now, when you say that he doesn't deserve the game, are we talking about he lost a dance fight? Is that what's going on here? All right. I mean, I knew that, but I wanted to make sure everybody else knew that he lost a step up to the street style dance battle.
Step up,
and therefore he does not deserve the game.
I don't know if it was that level, but certainly step up one level. Honey level, maybe.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If he's not up to a step up to the streets
movie?
Level,
what was that
he doesn't deserve
Omarion,
it anyway.
Omarion, where he was another dance battle movie. Another one that I'm talking about? It's going to kill me. And I can't look it up because my phone is loading. But he's not. He's more like that. He's more that level. When we get that name, it'll be a lot easier. And I should clarify, it's not that he doesn't deserve it. It's that he hasn't done anything to like earn it. And I'm not going to buy him just like a $70 video game out of nowhere for right now. So... Although we did get a free pre-order on it, so it's only going to be 55 instead of 60. So you have the pro. You got served. That's the one. That's the one. That's his level. You got served.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still needs to work up to step up to the streets. If he doesn't do it, then if he could do a step up to the street style dance battle, I'd buy the game for him.
I'd find him a radioactive spider.
That's let him go nuts. That's how that would go.
So tell me about tell me about the game though.
That's fair. So as you know, I am quite the Spider-Man fan. And there have been a number of Spider-Man.
There's been one
games,
or two okay.
Most of them
most
not
of them
good.
Awful.
There have been two good ones. The one for the Atari 2600 and the one for that was based off of the Spider-Man 2 movie. Those were
the
two good Spider-Man games. Everything else was
for the Spider-Man 2 movie.
Nonsense.
Yeah, that was that's the one that I liked.
Yes, sir.
And the rest have been trash.
Yeah. Yeah, that was absolute hot garbage. It's just not been good. This game is the third of the good Spider-Man games. Is it
the best of the Spider-Man games?
And it's really good. It's been a very long time since I played the Spider-Man 2 game, so I don't remember a lot of the control for the web swinging in that. But as far as I can remember, yes, this is the best of the Spider-Man games. The if they just stopped at the physics and the design of the web swinging, it would have been a perfect game.
Is it an
if it was just that,
go anywhere in
I would have been happy.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Right, but I mean, like, you
can you can't go into, like, random buildings and whatnot, Statue of Liberty,
and,
but,
like, in the old
you can go. Well, the Statue of Liberty is far away. It's across a whole river. You can't, like, get there, but you can see it. You can go anywhere on Manhattan Island proper.
You were able to go to the Statue of Liberty and the other Spider-Man, I think.
I believe you were, but you also had a much smaller Manhattan. It was, I think you were like limited to like a third of the Manhattan that you get here. Also in that game, because it didn't exist at that point, you couldn't hang out on Avengers Tower, which you can here. They've got a whole, bunch of like the Oscorp buildings there. You got, Helix, which is a science company that Parker worked for in the comics for a while. It's got a whole bunch of nods to that. It's got a whole bunch of,
that's cool.
It's awesome. It's a real nerd fest.
Okay.
But you don't need to know all this and shit to actually like the game.
It's still a well-designed, it's a well-played game.
Which I also. Yes. And they do things in it with, I mean, like they don't adhere to any one particular continuity. So they do things like in the beginning, you're working for Otto Octavius and Oscorp was, not just run by Norman Osborn in the very beginning. There's a whole bunch of stuff like that, but it works. And there were parts of the story where I was like, what?
Yeah.
Which you don't expect from,
I don't really expect that from you
on a very video game
at all. That reaction.
No, it's very rare where I'll be like, especially with some things where like, you know, if Otto Octavius is showing up, you know, at some point Doc Ock is going to be there. Like this, isn't a spoiler. You know that that's going to have to happen when it does. Okay. I still went, oh no. Like just, I didn't see it coming, which is less about like, you know, how immersive the game, I guess it's more about how immersive the game was versus along with the story, not being, you know, so blatantly obvious, but it's good. The story mode's great. The side missions are good. The fighting is fun. It's basically, they took the entire mechanics of the Arkham games and put Spider-Man in it, which I've been saying for years was my dream video game. Yeah. Yeah, so if we die in like some weird nuclear explosion next week, I'm good.
Good for you,
I've gotten my video game.
I'm proud of you. What about what about other actual reality?
Yeah.
Any other happenings this week? You and I were talking. There was a story that I believe you wanted to tell me. I didn't have a chance to.
That's true. Look at you. I text you to remind me about a thing. I forgot about it entirely. So you're sitting like, how about real world things? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But now I do. So here's the deal. Over the weekend, I took, you know, Apple's doing the battery replacement for older phones. So I took my mom's phone, the 6S Plus, to Apple to get the battery replaced for her. Because I'm the sort of son that should be bronzed. Not literally. That would be painful. But, you know, metaphorically speaking, sure. And so I'm walking around. I thought they were going to have to ship out the phone. They didn't. They were just going to do it right on site. So I was like, cool. I'm going to go get some lunch at the food court. Move on. So I'm walking in the mall. Now, the mall that I'm at, it's a two-level mall. I'm on the second level. So that's where the food court is. Walking in, this guy who, if you were doing like a live-action Zootopia, you could cast him as a weasel and not have to do any makeup. Like, the dude looked like, he looked like a shaved ferret. It was a real creepy looking dude. He's walking out of the food court. Now, as you know, if you've ever been in a mall, there's at the food court free samples. People are just giving out chicken left and right. This guy's got a fork in his hand of chicken.
Oh, it's one.
He's like, he's bite. He's like, he's getting weird too. He's like nibbling at it.
One chunk.
Like all around.
One chunk, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You just pop that in your mouth like a Tic Tac.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but he's eating it like you'd expect, like, you know, like a mouse on a piece of cheese, just like gnawing at it. But he finishes it, and as he's walking towards me, he looks at the fork and then looks around, and he's looking for a garbage can and doesn't see one, so he decides he's going to throw it in a planter. It's the little, like, you know, green shrubbery that's next to the railing. But he looks, and he goes, and he just throws it towards the shrubbery, but behind the shrubbery is glass, but also this little maybe 1.5-inch gap between a column and where the glass starts. And just like Spider-Man, the fork goes from being wide ways to twisting so that it could go through that gap and flies over the railing,
yeah, that's very impressive.
Or between the railing and the metal column, which took skill. Mind you. And then everything just kind of hung there for a minute for me until all of a sudden you heard like this kind of weird padded thunk.
No.
Of the fork like landing on a hair clip. It hit this old lady in the head. And I think it was spikes down based on the scream. She sounded like she just walked in on Carrot Top banging a possum. It was horrifying. The look that Tucker Carlson gets when he's in the middle of an interview is the same. It would be what that sound was.
It's what
it was
a
just
shriek looks like.
Horrified, nauseating white person nonsense.
Like a Wilhelm scream.
Yes. Yeah. And you could hear it. It was,
yeah, like relax.
Very much so. Like Wilhelm goes, listen, could you calm down, please? This is a bit much, pal. And it just echoes through the wall. And you can hear the zips Segways of guys on Segways going like, what's going on? And the little weasel guy, I turn and the weasel guy just kind of looks at me as if to be like, no snitching. I'm just like, nah, man, I'm going that. I believe in the snitches get stitches policy of America. I'm going that way.
Like,
and it was just
awesome.
The
I
best.
Didn't mean to. Like I didn't. That was awesome.
I'm
not telling on you because it was cool.
Yeah. And I mean, like I've. yeah. I feel bad for the lady. I'm pretty sure her hair now has Hep C, but. I mean, come on,
yeah,
that accidental spin of the fork landing
fork
in her hair. It was just a magical time. Yeah. Nice, easygoing fork
hair,
drop
like
on your face.
Bun.
No, sir.
Just like stabbed into her hair and stuck there. I'm glad nobody got hurt. Can you imagine that? Now, what would you have done? What would you have done if it was a real issue and somebody had gotten hurt?
Oh God, no! I still would have been walking away because I do not want to get involved. If somebody was really hurt, they have a bunch of people on Segways there that can help them. They don't need me getting involved. By the time I knew what was going on, it had happened back there.
That's fair.
In the words
of
George Carlin, stop living in the past.
Kind of guy, you are. All right,
just keep on going.
Yeah, no, listen, I hear you.
Not if it was anything super serious. Like if he had thrown a spork down, then that would have had a much higher saliva to poking ratio. I would have probably have stuck around. But having seen the guy basically just nibbling at it like a weirdo,
You should have. I
wasn't really concerned that there was that much bodily fluid transfer.
Because, you know, I'm not a snitch, but you just threw a spit fork in this lady's head from the second floor of the fucking mall. Like, you should at least go and be like, ah, that was an accident. I missed the garbage pail. You know? Tell her, like, yeah, you don't even need to. You can lie.
You should definitely go and say, I missed the garbage pail that doesn't exist anywhere near where I was.
Who has probably very little faith in humanity left as it is. It's like, I can't even go to the mall now without somebody throwing a dirty fork in my fucking head. This world is horrible. You know, give that woman a little bit of peace. Although,
yeah, show her the respect that the world hasn't shown her.
Cop to it. I would have been the fuck out of there.
Come on. The universe. Yeah. I wouldn't have even looked at anybody else, though. This guy, I kind of half turned around to see him looking at me.
It's acknowledged by another human. Like, you need to know that you shared that moment. When that fork kind of like, when that fork dipped and went right through the glass, that guy was like, something amazing is about to happen. Let me see if anybody else noticed it. Because at that point, you almost say like, if I get in trouble, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for dropping.
What are they going to do? Like throw me out of the mall? State building, which actually, that'd be the worst case scenario for me. That would be terrible.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I'm not the one that's going to go out there and try this experiment.
Is it?
But yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that it doesn't do the damage.
I'm certainly not. Say it does. I'm not going to try it, nor am I going to do
that.
That
was
math.
One of those. Yeah, that was one of those like childhood urban legends. We always had that one, like, dickhead one-upper kid in class that's like, you know, you drop a penny from there, it'll crack concrete. Get the fuck out of here. You know, you believed it as a kid. You'd go home, you'd tell your parents. Your parents, they didn't know anything back then. You know, parents didn't know shit about shit. There was no Google back then. So they would just be like, oh, yeah, no.
That's true.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. Meanwhile. Like, oh man, sounds smarter than me.
Yeah, that sounds true.
Physics. So
that's.
I wish I would have seen that.
Yeah, physics is weird. Who can handle it anymore? Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yes,
less good was. In case you were curious about my mom's battery replacement, supposed to take an hour. Supposed to take an hour. It took 3 hours. That was a hoot. Yeah. Well, on the downside, apparently when they were putting the front display back on, they broke it. So I had to get a whole new display. But the downside to that being was that they told me it was going to take 20 minutes, and then it took like another hour and 20 minutes. And I ran out of things to do on.
That's what took you
on my phone. The internet. I hit the end of the internet. It was just a weird day. Oh, I've been there many times, but you know, it was right in the mix of all the iOS 12 stuff. So I was kind of hoping that there'd be more news to read. Nope. Although I did get to use the. Line about the Life Alert people being screwed by the Apple Watch in the middle of the Apple Store. That got a good laugh. Yeah, yeah. Where I was talking about like that poor old lady, she's gonna die because she's gonna press the button and be like, "There's nobody there" because Life Alert's closed because Apple destroyed them.
Yeah.
She's now dead. She's now not only has a broken hip, she's doomed.
She was a
way to go, Tim Cook.
Son of a bitch!
You've killed the elderly. You're the death panel. An icon, an American icon. What's going on with you, Jeff?
Well,
how are things over in Rittersville?
My Sunday morning was quickly ruined when my son lost his football game, and I felt terrible for him and his teammates because one of the kids on the team. They would drive him down the field, and had they continued to drive, they would have won the game. and one of the kids fumbled, and they lost, you know, and you feel bad for that. And then when it's your child, you feel extremely bad. So yeah, very well versed in. But
I know that feel. Sports and children, the two things I know the most about
the Giants. It was a sports filled Sunday. I won't cover any more of it. But yeah, not great. Really not great. And then, you know, that brings me to my updates, which the phone updated, and now nothing in my home, none of my home things are responding. My HomePod, my TV, and not responding. So this is just great. This is just great. So.
Okay, good.
It's a pretty good, that's a pretty good snapshot of how things have been going for me. Yeah. Yeah. Things are going well.
So well is what you're saying. Things are going well.
Right.
Everything is as good as can be expected. And you couldn't be happier.
The battery
is really what you're saying.
I know we've talked about, but you have to jog my memory. This is since they found out that the performance was screwing up batteries as the phone got older. So if I have
Just to make sure.
It was pure disgust.
My tone of voice relay my annoyance at the entire situation? Because I don't know that
it was.
Yeah good. Was like good. That's what I was going
it's
for.
It's like when your favorite relative comes
it's
home.
It's infuriating.
And
do you know how long
a driving cap and tells you that they like Mumford and Sons? And you're like, oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, it's very, it's like that, or like your favorite uncle who you'd been defending for years saying that they don't throttle the performance of older devices because it wouldn't make sense, then comes home and goes, hey, yes. Guess what? I've been doing the exact thing you've been defending me from for years. I'm also a murderer.
I mean, well,
wait, I also that's not, enjoy I mean,
who doesn't like enjoying
stinky cheese?
Oh, that's
stinky cheese
that's
is
much
the name
more
of my mouth.
I like cheese, like eating cheese, yeah. Regular, stinky, yeah. Whatever. I love cheese.
Oh. Honestly, I was trying to think of something terrible to say, but everything I said got too dark. So I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. There was nowhere that joke was going that would have ended with me feeling good about it. And this is another week where, you know, Dave just has disappointed us. So I wouldn't have been able to save myself.
You say another week, and it's like, has there been a week where he's not?
More so than usual. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm talking next level disappointment. Like, yeah, he's usually a disappointment as a human being, but at least he like, you know.
Yeah. I won't say that they make my life easier because I feel like if he wasn't doing them, I wouldn't be anyway. So it doesn't.
That's true. Right. 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 Yeah. But I feel like.
Yeah.
Like with,
you're right.
Last week's episode, I'm going to have to figure out how to fix stupid things that our program botched.
By the way, to our listeners.
So it really screws me.
We realized
right in the
that
old
last
pursuit.
Week's episode did get a bit messed up. So if you tried to listen to it and couldn't, we'll have that fixed. Go back and listen to it. We'll let you know. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we're not promising when it's going to be fixed yet, but we'll let you know. So, yeah, what you should do is listen to it once in the wonky version. And then when we post it again, listen to it again.
Yeah, please do that.
Because it'll just replace that file, but the stats won't change, so it'll make me feel good about myself.
Maybe you should also get your friends and family to listen to it.
Yeah, maybe you should make me feel good about myself. Maybe that's on you now. Have you ever considered that?
It doesn't even have to be your friends, guys. It can be anybody. Just have somebody listen to it.
I think we're up to 8 5-star reviews.
This is,
even
this
if you hate them,
going to call this
what better way to try to bridge the divide than to make them listen to us?
Isogenics. You're going to bring people in. The good thing is we're not charging you anything. Yeah, not yet. And for our...
Not yet. I mean, like, I'm not promising we're never going to charge you anything.
We're not charging you.
Anything. I mean, we're charging you in your dignity.
And I'll go as far
is
as
really
to
what
say
it comes
this.
Down
if
to.
If we ever did charge you, the people that listen to this episode won't get charged.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That
episode
took me
will be free forever. Unless
like,
it's not.
Where the fuck is he going? Unless it's not. What the hell? Oh, yes. No, that's good. Well done. I was at the I was in the bad kids class on that one. I did not get that joke. It took me a while. I was a D student on that one.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we were covering ourselves so we couldn't be sued later by, you know, all the listeners that will charge tons of money to listen to this one. Like, I don't know.
Well,
that's the only way that we can make money anymore. Yeah, it's either that or putting ourselves out on a street corner and hooking.
That would be a big.
And let me tell you,
that'd be a big.
They'll pay us only to put our clothes back on.
Do that, and make no money. Imagine getting fired from being a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. Imagine how terrible you'd feel if you.
I just can't handle
it. Being a hooker.
I'll cry.
Or a gigolo. It'd be a gigolo.
Yeah. That'd be pretty bad. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I'm all about not having.
Do I never see male prostitutes?
You know, gender defined labels.
I
could be a hooker or a gigolo.
What I'm looking for.
I don't care.
I've never thought of that.
That's weird, Jeff. I feel like you definitely know what you're looking for all the time.
Living near the city that we live near, where we've gone out, and I've seen ladies of the night, and I'm like, oh, that's definitely a prostitute. I've never – well, there you go. See? I've never been out there and seen –
I saw one a couple weeks ago.
Male – outside,
it was like Val's birthday party.
A gigolo. No, let's hear it. I hope it's super offensive. By the way,
I'm going to get a little offensive here. I think for a moment, but how would you really tell the difference between the usual bros that we have where we live and a gigolo? I feel like the style of dress would be very similar. The hairstyles would be extremely similar.
If you're looking to make money, you got to put yourself out there, don't you? You have to stand out. You have to stand out. I don't know.
You'd think so. I feel like we could do an entire series on the marketing aspects of
gigolos. We could pretty much corner the market on
or juggalos. I mean, really, we could. Yeah, that's the one. That's where we're gonna start charging.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we've got that.
Listen, more
gay
more
frog.
People are able to
it's all
to us than gay
all the
frog
same thing
at this point.
We got them all. Gay frogalos. Yeah, you know it.
He's where was he? He's been banned from Twitter. Was he banned from Twitter?
And he's done. He's
banned
toast.
From Twitter.
He's that was That was the last one. Twitter was the last place where it was like, well, we'll leave him on here. No, yeah. Now he's gone. He's got nothing left. I think he might be able to use Google Plus. But other than that, he's out.
Have you ever looked into the theory about him being Bill Hicks? Pretty crazy, right? I mean, listen, most of those theories are pretty crazy. This one is really pretty crazy.
Yes.
That's like an Andy Kaufman still being alive, Elvis still being alive, Tupac being Cuba. You know, it's like one of those where they're so crazy that you're like, how does anybody believe that? And yet people do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think they all live in Cuba. I think it's all in Sioux City, Iowa. They're hiding in a house that is listed in the phone book under Miss Irene Johnson.
Tupac is in.
If you find that, I assure you, that is where you will find Tupac, Andy Kaufman. No. He's with Miss Irene Johnson. It's the celebrity hideaway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's why Ms. Irene Johnson and I are constantly fighting, because she keeps on going, there's no celebrities here. Stop calling me. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, listen, lady, I know what's up.
That's what I'm saying.
It's 3 o'clock her time, which I believe would be Mountain.
It's 5 a.m. here, I think.
It's first thing in the morning for me, but very late for them.
I can't since
something like that, 5 or 6. Yeah, I don't know time. I don't care.
You know who else? Doesn't
you know what doesn't understand? You know what doesn't I know the difference between times? The truth. The truth knows no time, and I will get it, Miss Irene Johnson.
7 p.m. Central.
I will get it. Mountain.
I don't see that as anymore. I do like those.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were talking about the time.
It's 10 p.m.
Do you know announcements right before Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm all alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Because every time I do, they ask me that, I just go, wait, I have children, and I cry.
I was going to.
Yeah. I haven't passed on anything for another generation. No,
making the joke because I'm
the only thing I've passed on is a podcast.
We're talking about future children or possible children or things that you never know.
Don't worry. There are no possible children. It's fine. No, I do. Anyway. loneliness.
I think that's good. I feel like it'll only get worse from here.
So you got anything else for me, or should I go cry in a corner now?
Okay, I don't want to start you down that spiral.
I've said that every day. It's pretty good. well, Jeff, it's been an honor seeing you. When I cry myself into a coma later, please feel free to
don't even know how to
not continue this podcast without me, because I will cry even more so, that you're doing it without me.
I'm going to need you. You got to pull through for me. All right, that's good, buddy.
All right, just for you.
I'm doing my best.
You're the only reason I'm going to keep on going.
Against me, but I'm doing my best.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next week. I love you. Stay pretty. You're doing perfectly.